So were you a Steeler fan growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. I to play against guys that I looked up to, you know, guys that I liked to, you know, guys that were role models of me. So,
your first memory of a Steeler player or Steelers game or?
I never really went to a Steeler game because I always get, I don't like going to games at all. I get bored, you know. I'd rather be going out and playing, so it made me itch to get out there. So, I never really was a big fan of going to games, basketball games, football games, but. I just remember growing up and being like a senior in high school watching Big Ben. You know, that's when he was younger, and not to say he's old, but you know what I mean. Watching him, Polamalu out there running around, he's doing the same thing he's doing right now. You know, just watching guys like that. So at the end of the day, that was the past, and when I was younger. But now it's time to go and play against them.
Going to be surreal at all going up against those guys though?
Nah, not at all. It's just another team, you know. Guys we gotta beat them.
In the past you mentioned that basket, you pick things from certain players and put them in your own basket.
Yeah.
Anything from Big Ben you put in your basket, anything you like from his game?
Haven't really studied him much. I just know he's very big, and I mean, he's been doing the same thing as well. You know what I like about him is pocket awareness, and that's something, you know, I'm decent at that. And but he's very comfortable, and his awareness is great, you know, and I think you're just born with that type of that deal. So he's a phenomenal quarterback.
Rob, what are your overall impressions of the Steelers defense? What's your first initial impression?
Well, I just know, just from knowing Coach Tomlin, is that tough. That'd be my word to describe them.
So did you do anything during this break that you didn't go down to back to – quarterback camp or anything like that?
Yeah, I was with Tom up here, and we went to a local field out around here in Oakland area, and you know, just cleaned up some stuff, and I got better. I could say that I got better. So it was a great time to get some work in. I didn't really get any days off, but there's no time to get off anyways. You got to work constantly to improve. So.
How does that happen with House? Does he look at the games that you've already played, or does he say, go through the motions and we'll break it down, or does he film things?
Well, they watch a lot of stuff, and they tape a lot of things on TV, and they'll come in, you know, with like a little script and with some paper. But I have at home, we can watch film at home on my wall and check out and watch the stuff, you know. We watch the games, two games, and there's some things we had to clean up, but there's also things that I'm doing very good, you know. So I just keep on getting better, you know. It's a process, and until it becomes second nature, you know, it's, you know, but I'm doing fine, but there's some things I need to clean up, and I started working on it when they got here. So, you know, it was good work.
What's an example of one or two things that you might have cleaned up?
You always had the same answer. My balance at the end of my throw, setting my ear back, my right ear behind on my back foot, on my right foot, to explode. I wasn't exploding as much as I should be, and that was the main thing of getting my balance and getting my ear back there all the time and sitting on the back foot. So that was a thing that we really attacked and got better at as that bye week progressed.
Can you feel when that's happening in the game, or is that something you need to see on film and realize that?
Well, sometimes it's very hard because, you know, you got a guy coming through the A gap or, you know, the one gap, and you don't have time to do that. You know, there's guys right there. You don't have time to move your feet and then set the throw. So it's more like when the pocket's very clean, and like the third and eight, I missed a Denarius, and, you know, that was embarrassing to me, and that's something that I got to hit, third and eight. It was a slant, and missed him a little short. He could have got the ball, could have made a play, but, you know, I got to put it right on him like I did most of the game, you know, in the beginning, in the first half. So that was disappointing when I missed that one, and that's something that I looked at and had to clean up, you know, because that's something I didn't do. And if I'm messing it up once, I got to clean it up. So that's something I attacked.
How much film work do you do? And when you do that study, do you find that they end up adjusting, and from what you see something on film, go, well, that's not what they're doing against me?
Yeah, all the time, you know. Some teams, you know, KC was pretty playing, you know, they did some things, and in terms of their packages or their pressures. But they did a couple things different, you know, that we kind of expected because every other team did the same thing. So, you know, there's a lot of times that they try to switch it up and they do different things. You just have to react, and that's what I got to keep on getting better at and keep on doing is reacting off what they're showing, because I know every single defense that a defense could possibly run. You know, I study a lot and I understand defenses, and I know now I just got to react and put it on the field and get the guys the ball, which we're doing a good job at it. And one thing that I think you guys should note is that I paid very close attention on staying on schedule and being ahead of the game in terms of first and second down and understanding to take what they're giving you instead of pressing down the field and getting into second and 10, third and 10, you know. And I think this bye week I'm starting to understand that I became a better quarterback from that game. And there's the 2 days that I had with Olsen and Coach Flip. We really hammered home on situational football and understanding. And I believe I became a better quarterback just by sitting in the room with them them 2 days we had on the bye week. So, you know, that's something that I'm very proud of, that, you know, that we worked hard on that. And, you know, I'm getting better at that. So situational football is something I'm looking forward to on Sunday so I can see how well I take it in.
Heard an interview with Coach Tressel that said they test all the student-athletes going into school at Ohio State, and that you tested on the extreme of being a perfectionist, maybe more so than anybody that he'd ever had in terms of, you know, a guy that would never be satisfied, who, you know, if you didn't complete every pass, didn't get every protection, didn't get everything just so, you weren't going to be happy. Is that the way you've always been, or is that something you do? Do you have to learn to sit back and appreciate some of the things you do sometimes, or are you always looking at the mistakes?
You know, there's a little balance I need to start having, because I think there is times where you have to appreciate progress. You know, it's if you keep hammering home on yourself and like, shoot, like I should have had it on the other shoulder or something like that, but it was still completion. It's just a negative thought. So I got to be very leery and understand that I got to be a little careful with that, because your mind is very powerful. So I got to understand that. But I also got to have that edge on me that it's like, all right, wait a minute, that's not quite how I want it. So, you know, that's what's going to get me to where I want to be and be a very good quarterback in this league. So I just got to keep on understanding that I want to keep getting better and be a perfectionist. But I still got to have that little – on the side that's saying, you know, I respect and I appreciate the progress I made.
Sounds like you could be getting some help back on the offensive line. Can you talk about the guys that have been there all year and their versatility and just willing to plug the holes?
Yeah, you know, it's my job to make guys better and get guys to, you know, react and get guys to inspire guys, you know, as being a leader. So it doesn't matter who's at the line. I got to be better at being a leader and be better at inspiring guys. It doesn't really matter who's up front, because I believe in all of them. You know, there may be some guys maybe a little more talented, yes. But I believe in all those guys. I know they can protect, and I think they're going to show on this Sunday. And a lot of them sacks, like before, especially KC, a lot of them felt on me, you know, where I held the ball too long and I didn't throw the ball away, you know. And 10 sacks, when people see 10 sacks, they're like, oh, it's Oakland's line. But no, I believe 8 of them were on me, you know, in terms of one time I missed a protection, the first sack. Other time I called the wrong protection. So I got to take some stuff off of them. It's not all on them. And I got to inspire those guys and keep on inspiring them and be a leader to them. And, you know, it's not on those guys that played on the KC game. So they'll be better, and I'll be better on Sunday.
Is it a relief to have Wiz back?
Absolutely. You know, guy Bright is, you know, there's not really a lot of things that I need to worry about in terms of protection, because I know Wiz is going to see it. And if he's not going to see something where, in terms of like if a corner blitz comes or a free safety comes down late, then I could come up and say something. But I know if it's just in the box, I know Wiz is going to handle it. So I know I could go back to focusing on the play and the coverage. So it's going to be a lot easier. But, you know, not to say that Brazil and Gerard can't do it, Andre can't do it, because they can, but it's a little different when you're not getting a lot of reps and understanding the blitzes and the defenses. You know, they could do it all day in practice, but in the game you're getting different looks, and Wiz is very – he's on top of that stuff. So it's going to be great to see him. Go ahead.
As you each step along the way, high school to college and then college to pros, was there anything when you went to Ohio State that say you said, wow, this is different, and now that you're in the NFL, you're sort of explaining what's happening, but you're saying, wow, this is so much different?
In terms of what? What do you mean?
Just say pass rush or defenses or just a total game.
I thought you were just talking about general. I was like, free food. Jeez. Jeez. But, oh, absolutely. The pass rush. Pass rush is phenomenal. You know, you got to get rid of the ball, you know, especially if – I mean, you got guys, you got Block on the line of scrimmage. You got Woodley this week. You know, and that's the different thing is that every single week in terms of from college and NFL, every week you got to worry about somebody else. Last week it was Tomba and 50. And then this week it's a whole another different group of guys, you know. So every single week it's a different guy you got to worry about, you know, in terms of college. You know, we might have played one guy this week, and then, you know, the next week is kind of like, all right, there's not going to be a lot of pressure this week. You know, guys aren't that great on the line. But this week in the pros, you know, it's just every single week, you know, you're facing guys that can play ball, and you got to respect them. What's that?
As much mental as physical.
Every week you're just into it, 16 weeks. Yeah. You got to be mentally on top of your stuff, you know. And in term, Coach Olsen calls it the briefcase coaches and players. Don't be a briefcase coach and player. That's a guy that after practice in a meeting you just take off and go. Like, you got to stay and spend some extra time on your work and your craft, because – you know, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, there's no replays in the game. You know, it's for real. You know, and you're gonna be looked at how you play and overcome stuff in that game. You know, at the end of the day, so you gotta make sure when you go out there on game day that you know what's gonna go on.
Steelers rank sixth in total defense.
I'll come back to you next.
No problem.
What's that?
Absolutely. Just being knowledgeable as a quarterback, like I was talking to you guys about being better situation wise, and you know, the plays are gonna — I'm running the same plays but different formations, you know, a lot of times, and you're only gonna get better and better. You know, you keep doing the same thing, you're gonna understand and be better at it. And I think at the end of the day, it's gonna be even more quicker reaction to the play, and keep on learning the same stuff, you know, protection-wise. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into understanding and making decisions, but I got to make it quick, and I'm getting better at that, if that answers your question.
Steelers ranked sixth in total defense. This was a defense before the season where a lot of the critics said they were too old. In the past 2 weeks with the bye, what have you seen on film, and why have they been better this year?
Better these 2 weeks?
This whole season.
This whole season. Like I said, they got a coach, LeBeau, great defense coordinator, Coach Tomlin. You know, I know he's preaching to those guys. You know, they're going to run. They're the engine. You know, defenses are engine. If you can stop and then have a pretty good offense, you know, I think they were pretty successful. And I think we looked over in the beginning of today in the morning, we looked over the turnover differential, and they won the past 2 weeks. So that probably has something to do with it, the turnover differential. So I know I got to take care of the ball, and that's got to be the number one thing, and we got to take the ball.
Do you have to take an extra peek at Polamalu pre-snap more often than other games?
I just got to be ready to hold the snap, because he's very like Tarzan, just jumping all over the place. So the guys are going to be on him. You know, D-Mac's going to be, you know, scanning and keying him, and the fullback's going to be scanning and keying him. So I'm not too worried about where he's at. I know guys are going to be on him, but I do need to hold the cadence and, you know, and just go play ball.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.